This call is being recorded.
Amen. All right, Sister Pastor Denise, it is in your hands. Amen. When you finish, just turn it back over to me. It's all into your hands. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Minister Kathy. Thank you, each and every one of you, for having me, you know, just to be among this holy, wonderful, special gathering of God's people today. It's an honor. And I give God praise for this opportunity. Anyway, I want to start off with a word of prayer. Mighty God, I just thank you today, God. I thank you for this opportunity, oh God, Father, to be able to share your word, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, to speak about you, Lord Jesus, oh mighty God, because you deserve the praise, you deserve the glory, you deserve, oh God, Father, everyone is talking about pandemic and all sort of things, God, but I thank you that we can come together, oh God, Father, early in this morning, oh God, to speak about you, oh God, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, Father, use me, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, let the words that come out, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, minister to your children, oh God, Father, that it will take root and abide in each and every one of us as this word ministered to me, mighty God. I thank you, oh God, Father, for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. So today, I want to speak on the Lord's Prayer. And so our text will be taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. But before we get into that, I just want to speak on what the Holy Spirit spoke about. I have come to realize that because of what is happening on planet Earth today, we have struggles, and many times the struggles that we are, our struggles, you know, stem from lack of knowledge. Because the fact that we lack certain knowledge of the things of God or understanding, it opens the door for the enemy to challenge us in areas where he considers us weak. Because we are, you know, not knowledgeable of certain things, we in the area of prayer, especially, and this is where I'm focused on, you know. So we are hearing the word of God, but the Bible said, "By hearing we hear not, and by seeing we see not. Neither do we understand," right? And so it also talk about we need to be converted, and conversion is hearing and seeing and understanding. So it is important that conversion will not take place until our eyes are open. And I remember the man of God spoke about unveiling, about us allowing God to unveil us. And I really liked that message that he had brought. And so until we can begin to hear from God and allow him to show us things, then we will be in that place where we can really, really be one with him in our prayers. So let's examine, we'll examine a few scriptures a little later along the line of prayers. That's when, you know, when we pray, that we will pray not, hold on, I'm just a little confused here. Yeah, so when we pray, we will pray not as James said, wavering, but our prayers must be effectual and fervent. If we pray wavering, we shall receive nothing. And many people pray wavering and pray amiss because they don't know who they are really worshiping and praying to. It is important now the disciples were, you know, with him to understand. The disciples were with him all the time. They saw many things that Jesus did. They tried to do things many times, but couldn't get it done because something was missing. So they went to Jesus and said to the Messiah, teach us how to pray. Now, these disciples wanted to be at a place where their life was effective in whatever they want to do. So they went to Jesus and said, Lord, we do not know how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Now, all the time they were with him and were praying, but they realized that something was wrong. You see, sometimes we can be praying and feel we know what we are, you know, getting. We know what we are doing. We get a good thing going. You know, we can pray and all of that. But some of us still need to learn how to pray so we can connect, so we can have our answers and solutions to our problems when we pray. And so in Matthew 6, 9, this is the Messiah talking. You know, this is the red writing. Now, this is the first clause Jesus gave in the Lord's Prayer. This is the first of seven clauses that made up the Lord's Prayer. And what is the clause? It's a unit of, you know, grammatical sentence that consists of a subject and a predicate, right? Or a particular article that is separate. All right. So if I can run through it quick, I would say, Our Father, which art in heaven. The second one, hallowed be thy name. The third, thy kingdom come. The fourth, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The fifth, give us this day our daily bread. The sixth, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And the seventh, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So those are the seven clauses that made up the Lord's Prayer. So the Lord's Prayer was designed spiritually. It was designed by the seventh Spirit of God that was operating in the Messiah. With the clause to help us, these clauses are to help us as children or human beings to seek God with all diligence, to seek God in prayers that would be uttered and heard by God in heaven. And it is important to have that understanding as of the importance of prayer and praying right. Many people died not being able to make the connection. Now, Jesus taught his disciples, now, after this manner, pray he, Our Father, which art in heaven. So we'll see something in the next clause. Which art in heaven? Jesus states clear that the God of the universe is the Father of humankind. The Father of humankind, the God of the entire universe and all creation, but he is not the Father of all humankind. You may wonder why I'm saying that. Our Father, which art in heaven, Jesus also states in the very clause, which art in heaven, meaning hallowed be thy name, which means holy be thy name, or altogether holy, whole, meaning he is wholesome, he is perfect in his doing, he is handsome and awesome, great and glorious, gracious and full of peace. He is a God of love, a God that cares for us, a God who makes sacrifices and for his children and have his creation be reconciled back unto himself from whence they were falling. But this God that Jesus taught the disciples to pray to is not on earth. He is in heaven. He is in the spiritual realm, the infinite dimension. He is not in the fourth and second dimension. He is in the infinite dimension. The fourth and the second dimension is in his hands to do whatever he pleases to do. So when we go praying to God, we must understand who we are praying to. This is why Daniel, after receiving the revelation, stated clearly that they that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Not everyone knows him. Right? And not everyone have an understanding as to who this God is. Not everyone is a friend of God or his children. We can say we are children of this God. But it is also his, it is also on him to decide who he calls his children or whether we are eligible to be called friends of God. So we can pray and say, we have it made and we have it good when it comes to prayer, but we have to learn to connect. Right? In Romans 8 and 15, it says, for he is not received, let me get to the word, sorry. And 15. Romans 8 and 15, it says, for he have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I believe that God is raising up an army that will stand against the kingdom of darkness. But when we think about this scripture on Romans, are we truly adopted into God's kingdom as his children? Have we received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father, the spirit of God with our spirit, crying, Abba, Father, from within the bowels, and we open our mouth and say, Our Father. And when we open our mouth actually and say, Our Father, when that spirit is connected, the spirit of God and our spirit, when we are adopted, that spirit will come together and cry, Abba, Father. And God's spirit will connect with us. Right? From within the bowels. And that's where the connection will take place. And so when we open our mouth and say, Our Father, instantly, God will show up and do whatever he has to do, heal us, whatever it is. And that's the secret. You know why? Because we are no longer an earthly being or fleshly being. You become a spiritual being. Remember, God is a spirit. And if we are to worship God, if we are to seek God, we can only find him in the spirit, not in the flesh. our Father would never be answered. Our Father would never be answered if we are not adopted. He would never answer us. We first have to be adopted into the kingdom of the Most High God and receive the spirit of adoption. So when we're adopted, then we can connect with him and cry, Abba, Father. And his spirit will connect with us. But another thing is that if we operate in fear, or if we in bondage of fear, we cannot consider ourselves children of God or be connected. That would interfere with it, with that connection, in order for our prayers to be answered. So we haven't received the spirit of bondage or fear. We should not be in bondage. If we are in bondage, we can't lead anybody. We can't minister to anyone. We cannot open our mouth and speak on behalf of God. Right? Because of the spirit that we are carrying. Praise the Lord. And so, in order for us, I really want to focus on, you know, this making this connection and this link that, you know, we have to learn to humble ourselves when we come before God. We have to learn to release those things that has been, you know, we have those burdens, those bondages that we have been carrying. And so, Lord, we come to you. We want a connection. And so everything we need to strip ourselves and our minds and of all the burdens and all the things that have been weighing us down and, you know, and come to God clear and pure and say, Lord, do a work in me. Whatever it is, we have to have that connection and know who God is to us. He's a healer, he's a deliverer, and the man of God had touched on some of those things in his previous message, right? He has already done it, the finished work. So when we come, we know that there's nothing impossible for him to do. Whatever, because, you know, as human beings, we have limitations, and we, you know, we have personal experiences, and, you know, we were raised different, and so certain things form our belief system and all of that. And so, but the thing is, when we're in the kingdom of God, God will do the work in us. God just wants us to connect and know who we have to know who he is and what he can do. And so the thing is that, you know, I often wonder, because this has been a problem in ministries and people of God will come and ask, why are their prayers not being answered? And so we have to make this connection in knowing who God is and knowing who we are in him, so that when we come to him, that whatever those things, those blockage and barriers and limitations, we have to come to him knowing that he is able to do all things. Okay? And so we cannot operate, and this is why I mentioned the bondage to fear, because there are a lot of people still operating in fear. There are a lot of people that are still still talking more about the virus and the mandate and all of these things versus focusing on God. This is the time that we need to focus on him. And this is what he was telling his disciples then. They were with him all the time, but they still didn't know how to pray. Right? Because of all the other issues and things that they had going on, and they were praying. But then he sat down and he said, Our Father, which art in heaven. And he said, as it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. So our Father is in heaven, but the Holy Spirit is with us to make intercession. And so I just want to encourage us to, and I know, I mean, this message might not be for any one of you on this line, you know, but this is the message that God gave me, and I truly take it serious, because when God give a message, I try to apply it to my own life, and I hope it will help someone on this line. I have quite a bit more that I wrote here. This line of prayer. We are approaching the new year. I mean, sometimes the Lord just kind of carry me off, and right now I'm not feeling like going through all of this year. But we are approaching a new year, and a lot of revelations came forth about 2022, and you know, God deals with numbers. I don't know if you guys probably know about, but the 2022, when you remove the zero, is 222, right? And the number 6, which is the number of man. And from what I am gathering, that this year, 2022, it's going to be a tough year for the children of God. It's going to be a tough year, the number of men. And so what we are doing here in terms of being in the Word and praying is what we need to continue to do as often as possible, and to press in more. Because that beast will rise up, will try to rise up next year and try to fight the children of God. But we know that we serve a God who is bigger than any beast, any demons that can, millions of them can gang up together. Our God is bigger. And so we as children of God, I believe that we have to really, really to press in for this new year and not take life for granted. Because the enemy does not want to see the children of God rise up. He doesn't want to see us unite together. He doesn't want us to come and pray together. And this is why he's causing the difference, because what the Bible saying, Corinthians, if my people who are called by my name will pray and seek my face and humble themselves and turn from the wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and then he will heal our land. So the thing is that what we are doing here, I believe, is what God wants us to do. And I think, as I thank the man of and the woman of God, and I thank all those who joined, because it's important that we learn about the Word of God and what the Lord is saying in this time and this season and this hour, so we can be prepared for what is to come. But with God, all things are possible. And we are keeping our eyes on him as we continue to pray his word. He said his word would never return to him void. So as we are praying and we are coming together and we have this unity, you see, where the enemy is winning this battle is because the people of God can't even come together and pray without some problem or confusion. And this is a plan and assignment of the enemy. So I applaud what the man and woman of God is doing, and for bringing us all together, that we can learn more about our Creator, our Heavenly Father. We can spend time in his Word. We can spend time praising and worshiping him and praying together. And so with this, I just, like, I'm looking at everything else I have, which is good stuff here, but I just feel I need to end right now. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead and pray.
Go ahead and lead us in prayer, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty and everlasting Father, Lord, we lift your name up today, God. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, O God, for unveiling us. We thank you, O God, Father, for speaking to us through your word, O God, Father, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, O God, for each and every one of us, O God, Father, who you are rising up. Oh, I believe in this time, this season, you are raising up a great and mighty army, God. You are looking for that remnant, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, O God, that you can pour into, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, a remnant of people, O God, Father, who are willing to sacrifice anything, O God, Father, to do your will, O God, Father, Lord Jesus. said, your will shall be done on earth, O God, Father, as it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God. I thank you, O God, for choosing us as that part of that remnant that you are raising up, O God, that you will unveil us, O God, open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, O God, Father. Help us, O God, Father, to be submissive, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, to you, O God, Father, Lord Jesus, O God. You said obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord Jesus, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word, oh God, that we can be transformed, translated, and transmuted into your likeness, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Enoch was translated, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, because he pleased you, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Father, we want to be, oh God, Father, part of that remnant, oh God, that you can call us your children, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, as we are adopted, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, into your kingdom, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, Father, that you can call us your sons and daughters, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, that you can look at us and say, try that one, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, just like you did in Job, Lord God, Father. Oh God, and we will not turn against you, Lord Jesus, in nothing, oh God, Father. The persecutions and all the beasts and whatever it is, oh God, that will try to rise up against us, oh God, Father. We will stand firm, grounded and rooted, oh God, Father. We shall not be moved, Almighty God, Father, Lord Jesus. I thank you, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. So open our eyes, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, for showing us things to come, to preparing us, because you love us, God. That's the kind of God you are, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for the revelations, oh God, that came forth on this line, oh God, Father, the revelations that are coming forward, oh God, Father, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, for putting us in that place, oh God, Father, that we need to be, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, that we can bring glory and honor to you, because our life is not our own, mighty God. We were bought with a price, Lord Jesus, oh God. And what else is there for us to live for, oh God, than to live for you, Jesus, oh God? You sacrificed, oh God, yourself on the cross, Lord Jesus, oh mighty God, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. This hour, this time, this season, you're looking for true worshipers that will worship you in spirit and truth, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. We will not be caught up, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, in the affairs of this world, oh mighty God, Father. The negativity, the backbiting, oh God, the jealousy, the envy, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Mighty God, Father, we thank you, oh God, Father, as we continue to look to you and keep our eyes on you, Lord Jesus, oh God. That Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for divine elevation and promotion. We thank you for open heavens, oh God, over our lives, over this ministry. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, oh God. From faith to faith. We thank you, oh God, Father. Every mountain before us, oh God, Father, shall be made plain. Every valley shall be exalted, oh mighty God, Father, Lord. We thank you, oh God, Father. For lifting up, oh God, Father, oh, he gates, oh God, Father, every ancient gates, every ancestral gates, oh God, Father, every foundational gates, oh God, Father, every human gates, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. Lift those gates up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the King of glory come into our life and do as you please, oh mighty God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. You said there are many things that you have to share to us, but we are not in that place. There are many things you want to show us. We are not in that place. But help us, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, if we have shifted out of alignment, shift us back in alignment according to your plans in heaven. As it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth, Lord God. So, Father, Lord, we thank you, God, Father, for using us as vessels, oh God. Let us be vessels of honor, oh God, and not vessels of dishonor, oh God. Father, use us as an oracle, oh God, to draw people from the east, west, north, and south into your kingdom, oh God. Your word said when the disciples were in the upper room and they were in oneness and one accord, mighty God, the Holy Spirit came like a rushing mighty wind, and over 3,000 souls were added to the church. If we come together and we pray, mighty God, the people that are out there, the drunkards, the alcoholic, the prostitutes, whoever they are, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, the atheists, they will come, Lord God. But we need to understand that we need to work together, Lord Jesus, oh God. I thank you for that spirit of unity and oneness, Almighty God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. There's too many divisions in the body of Christ. People can't work together. People take offense easily, oh God, Father. People are spreading rumors, nasty rumors about people. It is not true. Oh God, all these things are happening, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus.
But God, you call us, oh God. You're the God of peace, the God of order, Lord Jesus, oh God. And help us to have order in the church. You call us to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, Lord Jesus. It is time that we rise up, Almighty God, that we come together, Lord Jesus, and we pray and seek your face. Oh God, Father, now it's time for us to keep our eyes on you. There's too many distractions, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, vying for our attention, oh mighty God. All things, I'm on the phone right now, and I have so many phone calls are coming in. Oh God, family is calling for money, this and that, and all these affairs of the world. But Lord God, I thank you that we can come and look to you today, God, and call on the God of Elijah, the God that answered by fire. Lord, Father, help us to understand and know who you are, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. You are a great and mighty God. You're in the infinite realm, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. People want to put you in a box, but you can't be contained in a box. You are too big, oh mighty God. Lord Jesus, even these wicked demonic forces, oh God, Father, just send an angel, Michael, oh God, Father, to dismantle and deal with those demons, oh God. You are too big for those demons, oh God, for Satan and Beelzebub and Baal and all these wicked demons, oh God. You are too great of a God to even come. You will send your angels to deal with them, Father, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that we serve a great and mighty God, a powerful God, a God that nothing is impossible with you. God, and our prayers, oh God, Father, Lord, if our prayers are effectual and fervent, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God. Help us, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, to remove self, oh God, Father, to remove our emotions, oh God, Father, Lord. You are not an emotional God. You're not a God of emotion, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. So help us, oh Lord Jesus, oh God. This new year, as we approach in this year, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, that your fire will come down and ignite us, oh mighty God, and we will push, oh mighty God, we will, oh God, as we pray, oh God, as we come together, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, laws will be changed, oh God, Father, you will shift things in the spirit realm, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, as it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. Father, we give you all the praise, oh God. I thank you for the man and woman of God. Bless them and keep them, oh God, Father. Continue, oh God, Father, Lord, to ignite your fire in them, oh God, Father, Lord, that this ministry will go globally, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, and nothing will be able to limit them, oh God, Father. We remove every limitations right now and offer the lives of your children that are on this line right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let today be a day of memorial. Whatever it is, oh God, Father, that each and every one of us are believing and trusting you for, God, Father, we call it on you, God, to intervene swiftly, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It is time, God, Father, Lord Jesus, you are not limited by time. Lord Jesus, oh God, we still have time within this year, Almighty God, that you can do miracles. Oh God, you spoke the word that you're going to do miracles, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. And so, Father, you are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper. You are a way maker, Lord Jesus, oh God. When men say it's impossible, God, you say it's possible, oh God. Father, Lord, we thank you, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. You have the final say, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. Not the government, not the billionaires, Almighty God, not anyone, but you, Lord Jesus. And we look to you, not the doctors don't have the final say, but you have the final say, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. Oh God, help our prayers. Oh God, today, Lord Jesus, hear our prayers. As the disciples asked, oh God, how can we pray? Teach us to pray. Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord, you said your Holy Spirit will give us the words what to say, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, as we pray, oh God. But we just need to come humbly and submit ourselves to you, oh God, Father. Know that we are your children, that we are doing your will, oh mighty God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. So your spirit can be connected with us, oh God, Father, as we adopted, oh God, into your family, oh God, Father, into your kingdom. Lord, thank you for using us. Thank you, oh God, for choosing us, Almighty God, Father. In the name of Jesus, many are called, but few are chosen. And we thank you, oh God, Father, for being in that chosen group. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Sister Angie, can you pray?
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory and honor for this day, Lord. We thank you for this amazing word that Pastor Denise was able to give to us on today, Lord. We thank you that even though so many different things have changed in this world, you have never changed. You have never changed in your promises, and you have never changed the will that you have for our lives, oh God. We thank you that you have laid a foundation for us to be able to come to you humbly, oh God, and to be able to lift our, and to be able to humble ourselves and go to you, Lord, when we need answers and when we just want to feel your presence, oh God. We thank you. Lord, we pray right now for those who are struggling spiritually, emotionally, and mentally at this time that is creating a barrier for them to not be able to listen to your word and hear you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are a promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness for us, Lord, that wherever we feel that we're not able to be close to you and we feel that we're disconnected from you, Lord, we have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us to be able to give us the praise, to give us the strength to be able to go forward in what we need to do, oh God. We thank you right now that you have equipped Pastor Denise to deliver your word on what exactly everyone is needing at this time. So many people at the end of this year, Lord, many had 2021 be harder than 2020 and vice versa in any way. But we thank you that we're at the finish line. And Lord, there's many who have wanted to give up. But Lord, Pastor Denise talked about something that we need right now, which is prayer. We thank you that we're able to come to you, Lord, and to be able to pray. We pray that you can soften our hearts and give us peace of mind when we come to you, Lord. We pray that no one feels ashamed, no one feels discouraged, no one feels inadequate or disconnected enough from you not to be able to sit in your presence, Lord. It's not about quality, it's about not quantity, it's about quality, Lord. We thank you that the little bit of time that we have to spend in your presence is enough that we need to be able to hear your voice and to be able to receive your glory, oh God. We thank you that right now you are raising up an army, not an army of those who are not able to be equipped, Lord, but we just thank you for raising up people who are able to minister your word and to be able to carry on the mantle, to be able to show people who you are. Lord, we pray right now for those who have fallen off of the road to be able to focus on you, Lord. We pray for those who have had a detour in their life or in these months or in this year that have not been able to follow you, Lord. We thank you that at the close of this year, Lord, you can be able to give us a shaking. And even in the nick of time, Lord, because you're not a God who looks at time. You're not a God who looks at areas or times or seasons or reasons to not bless us, Lord. We thank you that you are able to do something miraculous in a day, Lord. We thank you that those who feel like they have not been able to get close to you because of distractions, because of pain, because of depression, because of suicidal ideations, I cast that down to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that we can redirect ourselves to you, Lord. We can redirect ourselves and be able to fall away from false idols in this world that has taken our attention away from you. I, as well, collectively, for all my brothers and sisters, we ask for forgiveness for times that we do not pay attention to you the way that we ought. We thank you that in 2022, it would be the year that every single shackle that we have had in these past years, in these past moments, Lord, that there will be a grand shaking, a new revival, oh God, an awakening of souls, Lord. I pray over every single individual on this call that can tap into the gift that you have bestowed in them through the Holy Spirit. I pray right now that in the prayers that we have with you and the secret place that we have, we can hear your voice clearer than ever and silence the voices of the enemy in this world that is not of you. But we thank you for the kingdom. We thank you for allowing us to move forward in what we're doing, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, Lord. I don't know why. I don't know who this is for. But I thank you that whoever on this call who's been feeling depressed and has been feeling like giving up is the best option because they are too far gone. There's nothing too impossible for you, oh God. There's nothing too impossible for you, Lord. There is right now 13 days left in this year, and many people feel like there's not enough years, not enough days to be able to fulfill what you told us to do in this year, and that is a lie from the pit of hell. Like I said, Lord, you don't work on time, Lord. You work on promise, you work on discipline, and you work on our acceptance and our willingness to say yes to you. So at this moment, Lord, we say yes. We say yes to your promises. We say yes to your direction, and we redirect ourselves and rededicate ourselves to you to serve you, oh God. We thank you. We give you praise that in these next 13 days of 2021, we can be able to get a fresh anointing and direction of what to do in 2022. Lord, we give you praise and honor, and I thank you for these amazing people. We love you, and we give you praise. Amen.
Sister Kathy.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if I want to follow that. Anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you for the men and women of God on this line today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our refuge and our fortress. And we declare in the atmosphere, Lord God, because we are your children and you are our Father. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom has come and your will has been been done, and we just come into agreement with your word, Lord God. You said that you are a refuge and fortress, and in you we put our trust. So we thank you, Lord God, that even in this time, Lord God, that we're entering into 2022, Lord God, even though, Lord God, that's like my sister said, it's the number of men. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are part of the number of the Godhead, Lord God. We are part of the team, Lord God, part of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we as the children of God, Lord God, we are in agreement and we are in unity along connected with our Father. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have your authority in the earth. And so when we decree a thing, it is written that it shall be established. We believe and we receive all that, Lord God, you have placed in our heart to release. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You would not leave us orphans. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are your children. Indeed, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for each and every person on this line. Anything, Lord God, that they may be dealing with, we thank you, Lord God, that you have sent us the helper. You have sent us the Paracletos. Lord God, the Holy Spirit, our friend, the one comes alongside us to aid and assist us in every area of our lives. So we surrender ourselves, and just as the woman of God has declared, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we, Lord God, we are the children of God. We can come to you humbly, Father God, and seek your face, and we turn from our wicked way. We still have grace, Lord God, to turn to you. And so we thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to turn to you. We thank you, Lord God, that we humble ourselves this morning, every Saturday, Lord God, and every day, actually, Lord God, we just come to you in humility, Father. We just ask, Lord God, that you would help us as the children of God to step it up even further, Lord God. Help us to surrender all to you. Help us to sacrifice more, God, to come to you and to see what your instructions are for our lives. And so we thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who is going to help us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, over this morning, over these people, Lord God, this morning. And we thank you and we bless you for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you in gratefulness and thanksgiving. We are so appreciative. We thank you, Father, for not just another glorious day that you've made, but Father, we just thank you for you. For you sustaining us, for you making a way out of no way, for you are truly the one and only way maker. Father God, you are our anchor, our rock, and our fortress, and our deliverer. In you it is that we put our trust. Father God, for you keep us, and you say, he whose mind is stayed on you, you'll keep him in perfect peace. Hallelujah. And that peace surpasses all knowledge and understanding. So, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Denise right now. We thank you, Father, for such a fresh rhema word that was on time and on point. And, Father God, we come against the spirit of retaliation, and I just thank you, Father God, for preserving her and the mighty word that you have placed in her bosom, Lord, as far as prayer and the vitality of how vital it is to intercede and pray, especially in these trying times, Lord God. Our prayers must be anchored in you and in according to your will. And I just thank you, Father, for the grace that's on her life. And may you continue to elevate her and favor her. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you would allow her to be a blessing to others as she was just a blessing to us. And, Father God, may you touch her, 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 her health. I speak life over her health, divine health. And we just come against any attacks, any infirmities, any aches or pains, and allow every all of her hands to touch, prosper, Lord. Whatever her hands touch to prosper, and may you keep her, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, for even the ministry that you've given her. Continue, Lord God, to enlarge her borders and expand her territory. And I just thank you. Many are called, but few are chosen, Lord God. I thank you that she's chosen and that you graced her and equipped her for such a time as now. And touch her families, Lord God. And I thank you that many shall be saved because of her testimony, Lord God, and what you've done for her and what you are doing, Lord God. Continue to take her from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And we thank you for the man and woman of God on this who does this line with Global Intercession Ministry. And my Father God, will you continue, Lord, everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, continue to prepare us, Lord God, because you are preparing your army right now, Lord God, and allow us to have boldness more than ever, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that out of the mouth of two or three it shall be established. Two or three or more witnesses, the word shall be established. As we walk in the power of your word and the authority that you've given us, Lord God, to trample over scorpions and, Lord, and serpents. I thank you, Father, for victory, for you are Jehovah Nisi. I know the reigns of victory. You are Jehovah Jireh. Our Lord is our provider. We thank you for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father God, may we keep the faith, Lord. What we get from this line every Saturday, faithfully, let us go and share it in all parts of the where you assign us, Lord God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for the gifts are irrevocable, Lord. So we stir up the gifts, Lord God. I thank you for doing a new thing in this hour, Lord God. Precious times that we are in, but more than ever, people and souls shall come into the kingdom. Hallelujah, Father. For yours is the power and the glory. And I thank you, Father God, that your word says, call unto you, and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So, Father, the things that we don't know, that we need to know, we call upon you right now. And I thank you, Father, that your word says, whoever calls on your name shall be saved, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the spirit of endurance, Lord God. You said in this hour, it will be a many great falling away, and even the so-called elect will be deceived. So we bind up the spirit of deception right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father, that this group right here, Lord, not only shall we stay, Lord God, this remnant, but Father God, we shall snatch others who snatch them out the fire right now, Lord God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for a double portion of your spirit and your anointing, Lord God. Wash us in your blood, purify our minds and our hearts, Father God, and give us, turn up the hunger, turn up the thirst, Lord. Turn up the flames of the fire, Lord. Do not let them get fanned out in this hour, Lord God. I love how the psalmist wrote, and he said, create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's what we need right now, Lord God. So if you can renew your anointing upon us and within us, Lord God, I thank you, Father, for a new level of fresh revelation knowledge like never before, and spirit of revelation and knowledge coming together, Lord God, and infusing that in us, Lord God, because many shall be saved, Father, and it's all about souls right now. So, Father, give us divine strategy in this hour, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God. Keep us covered, protected, with your divine edge of protection and your angelic assistance, Lord God. We command the angels to take charge over us. From the north, south, west, east, let them be dispatched with safe traveling mercy today as we go to and fro. I thank you, Father, for ordering our footsteps, Lord, and we love you. We love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you, Father. So, Father, just have your way. All of you and none of us, you increase and we decrease, Lord God. And we're just so grateful and so thankful, Father, that you are the one and only true and living God that we serve. Hallelujah. You are the best, and no one can compare to you, and there is no one besides you. So, Father, have your way, and we bless you and give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, people, God, listen, I want to, again, thank everyone for being on the call. Again, the woman of God shared something. I want to thank the woman of God for the word today. The Lord just reminded me, and I want to share this real quickly, and then we'll do prayer requests concerning, you know, prayer right now. And I want you to understand this. Always remember this. Your access is predicated on how you approach God. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. I'm going to say it again. Your access is predicated on how you approach God. What do I mean by that? The Bible tells us in Psalms 100 that we are to enter his gate with thanksgiving and enter his court with praise. Notice your access comes by praise and worship. Not confessing your sin, not even prayer. It's entering in through praise and worship. And secondly, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that we are to let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace. In other words, the throne of grace is obtained through boldness. That means when you come before God, there must be a confidence. Why? Because you understand it was the blood of Jesus that actually give you access into the very throne room of God. So when you come before the Lord, listen, you got to come in faith. You got to come in confidence. Amen. You have to come in faith and you have to come in confidence. Amen. So if there are any prayer requests, hallelujah. I know there's some people on here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll wait for you, sister. Go ahead.
Okay, good. No problem. It'll be quick, I promise. So my family is coming into town tomorrow from my country. Wonderful thing, absolutely. But sometimes the devil tries it, and then I get irritated, and I don't want to ruin the holiday because compared to last year, I want this year to be a little bit better for the holiday. Come on, somebody. So I want it to be perfect. Not perfect, but I just don't want to have any problems. And also for safe travel, you know, they're coming from the our country all the way over here, and then to get two kids over here, and then my stepmother who's sick. It's a lot, so I just want to pray for safe travels for them and just for a wonderful trip for them as well to come out here. And and then another thing too is just redirection, honestly, with everything that's been happening, just redirection and focus back on God. And that's it. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Next.
You.
Go ahead.
I'm asking for prayer for God to comfort my daughter. Because at this time of the year, we had buried my granddaughter last year. And she's not up to part of this year. Ask God to touch your heart to comfort her in this time, and all of us as well. So we lost our my granddaughter last year around about this time. We had buried her. So just keep her and keep us as well. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. God, your word declares we're two or more agreed concerning anything that we shall ask, it shall be done. And so, Father, I come and I lift up, first of all, the prayer request. I thank you in the name of Jesus concerning Angie and her family. I pray, Father God, that there will be unity, there will be peace in the family right now in the name of Jesus. We bind strife, we bind division, we bind anything, any plan of the enemy that will try to infiltrate, to bring havoc. God, we thank you that, God, there will be peace and joy in that house, Father, that they will celebrate Jesus, that they will celebrate family and love one another, Father God. And so we thank you that, God, there will be no division, Father, that the love of God would manifest in that house, Father. And we just release the blessing upon them. We release the blessing upon the house in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I lift up my sister, Father God, concerning her situation with the family. Father, we pray comfort right now. Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. And so we pray now for the spirit of comfort right now in the name of Jesus, that there will be consoling, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be joy and peace, Father God. Lord, our heart is for the family. And so we ask now that you would let your presence, Father God, be the greatest comfort in the name of Jesus. And even during this holiday, Father, we bind depression, we bind oppression, we bind any attack, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, wrap your arms around. Let Jesus' presence right now be felt in this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And God, we know, Father God, that we don't lose people when we know where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, Father, let this not be a time of just mourning, Father. Let there be grieving, but Lord, let it be a time of rejoicing as well, because they know that their loved one is with you. And so, Father, we bind every attack of the enemy that would try to bring oppression or depression during this time, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray grace. We pray mercy. We extend our love, our prayers, our condolence to the family in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that even during this holiday, Father, that God, the angels, our ministering spirit sent forth to minister to those who shall inherit salvation. So, Lord, let the ministering angels minister during this time, Father. And we bless you and we praise you for that which you are doing even now, Master. And we bow to give you glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. And, Father, we pray now that you'll pour back into the woman of God, Pastor Denise, as she has poured out of her spirit, God. She has given us your word. And, God, we receive your word with thanksgiving. We receive it with understanding, Father. You said wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, in all I get and get understanding. So we receive it, Father, and we bless you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we give you praise for that which you are doing even today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, people, I got a couple of announcements there. I'm going to let you go. Listen, again, next week is next Saturday is actually Christmas Day. Amen. Hallelujah. So next Saturday, listen, one of the things that my bishop always says is before you open up any gifts, come and worship the gift. Amen. So we will still be having Saturday morning prayer. I would love for everyone to be on. My wife will be ministering on that day. So I want you to get on there, and we're going to have some time of praise and worship. Amen. Not just prayer and ministering. We're going to have some time of giving God thanksgiving and praise also. And also Saturday, the first, I will be ministering New Year's Day. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to be a word that the Lord is going to, you're going to want to hear. Amen. And also I want to remind you, look, I want to thank everyone who contributed to our toy drive. Amen. We raised almost up to over $300 worth of toys. We got all the toys. Our living room was full of toys. We are excited about being a blessing. Our toy giveaway is actually Monday the 20th, coming up this coming Monday from 12 o'clock all the way to 4 o'clock. We're going to be giving out toys. If you want to come out and help us give out, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Amen. We want a blessing. The Lord actually spoke to me and said he wanted to be a blessing to, he wanted to be a blessing to the children, and he asked me to do my part. Amen. Me and my wife, we're doing our part. Everyone is blessing children. You look all over, everyone is being a blessing. But I'm excited that we get to sow our seed and be a blessing as well in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Amen. So our toy drive has been a great success. Again, I want to thank everyone that gave, that made sacrifice to give, to make sure our toy drive is wonderful. And we have plenty of toys. If you still want to give on the website, you can do that as well. And also, listen, people, God, I want you to make sure that you join us January 2nd for our New Year's, our prophetic New Year's service. I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely wonderful in the city of Compton. It is 1307 East Compton Boulevard. Amen. That's going to be a powerful impartation. I'm laying hands on every person that attends that prophecy on comfort. The word of the Lord is going to be absolutely powerful. You don't want to miss it. So that is January 2nd. Amen. If you are far out of state somewhere, we will be live streaming on the website. You can go there if you're out of state. But listen, if you're anywhere in the area, you need to be there. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. That's January 2nd. You still have time to go and register. If you haven't registered, go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com. That just lets us know that you are coming, just a confirmation. Registration is free, but I need you to come out and be blessed. I'm telling you, God has something great for you. The word of the Lord told me that I was to shut in for 3 months to hear the word of the Lord. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has spoken something to me that you don't want to miss. So that is January 2nd. In the city of Compton, 1307 East Compton Boulevard. Get there early. Get there at least about an hour early. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be blessed. Again, we're going to be live streaming for those that are out of state, but you don't want to miss it. Make sure you invite people. Get some people to come out because it's going to be absolutely powerful. I got the flyers made. They're absolutely beautiful. And so we're grateful for that. And again, I want to thank everyone again that you have been faithful every Saturday to our Glory Prayer Hour. Thank you so much. On behalf of my wife and I, we want to say thank you so much. And we want to say we love you. We pray that you have a wonderful holiday, Christmas. I pray that the Lord would bless you financially. I decree and declare that every need in your life is already met. I want you to be in expectation because God has nothing but good concerning you. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think according to the power that works on the inside. Again, next Saturday, my wife is going to be ministering and leading us in prayer. That will be Christmas Day. So before you open up any gifts, make sure you get on that call and make sure you spend time with Jesus first to praise him and worship him. Amen. Kathy, you have any final words before we close out?
Thank you so much for your faithfulness that is seen by the Lord. And he said in his word that there is a reward for your prayers. So have your neck outstretched to receive so you can be able to give. God bless us to be a blessing. So God has really blessed us, and we're looking to be a blessing to you all real soon. Amen. So I just wanted to also just let you know, be on the lookout. My book is coming, up and coming. It's called Beyond the Pain, Pressing into Purpose. So I want you guys to go to your nearest store, Amazon. I want you to ask for that book, amen, even though it hasn't been put on the shelf yet, but that's my strategy. Go ask them, do you have Beyond the Pain, Pressing into Purpose by Kathy Armstrong? And so that'll help me to get it out there before I actually get it out there. But this is the season which I'm getting ready to release that book. Ooh. And many more books after that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So,
praise God. Amen. 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 Again, she's going to be ministering on our Christmas Day. So people of God, you don't want to miss it. Again, on behalf of my wife and I, we love you. We appreciate you. And we just thank God, and we declare the best is yet to come concerning you. No matter what's going on, pandemic and all, God has something in store for you. So we love you. Have a magnificent day. Remember, go out and share the gospel. Go out and tell somebody that do not know Jesus Christ, and go and be a blessing to someone else. Go and just go find someone and just say, can I be a blessing to you? Can I? Because this is the giving season. Go fill up somebody's car with gas. I'm telling you, this be a blessing this Christmas. The Bible actually says it's better to give than receive. That's what your Bible says, people.
Amen.
Now, this is the season to give. And the Bible says, well, God so loved the world, he gave what? He gave. So the way you demonstrate your love is through your act of giving. Amen. Your time, your talent, your finances, whatever you do, be a giver. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And you are the Smith. I'll see you next Saturday. Don't forget to go and register for the New Year service, ignitefiretoday.com. Go and register. Go and register. You don't want to miss it. God bless you, everyone. You are the Smith. Bye-bye.
Oh, shoot.